let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head. You're just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's another day of sheltering in place for thousands around Lewiston, Maine, as authorities continue to search for Robert Carr, the suspect in Wednesday's deadly mass shooting. A helicopter overhead, law enforcement surrounded a home near Bowdoin, but Carr was not there. His family is cooperating with authorities.
When his sister first heard about the location at the bowling alley and her brother's alleged involvement, the sister told law enforcement she thought he might be targeting an ex-girlfriend. Whether she works at that bowling alley or may have just bowled there, we don't know. But that's what the sister initially believed.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Tammy Aslin was in the bowling alley when it came under attack.
The sad part of it is all the kids were right there at the entrance. And thank God to the quick thinking of some parents who grabbed the kids and said, run.
Her sister was killed. Pope Francis has declared this a day of prayer and fasting to end the Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News. The case against the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is going forward after he failed to get his indictment thrown out.
There's clearly prejudice.
In what sounded like a college course in Idaho law and history, Brian Koberger's attorneys tried to convince a judge the grand juries in the state have been getting it wrong and the jurors should have to find proof beyond a reasonable doubt to indict someone rather than just probable cause to indict. The judge saying it was a creative argument, but that the law is the law and he can't override that.
I am constrained by what I believe is settled law.
And with that, the judge denied Koberger's request to dismiss his indictment.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. Out later today, the Federal Reserve's favorite measure of inflation. The core personal consumption expenditure follows Thursday's strong GDP report, showing the economy expanded nearly 5% last quarter. That's despite high inflation and interest rates. Bloomberg says the latest billionaire is Taylor Swift. Her Eras tour has broken records. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Get ready for a chillingly sweet experience this Halloween at Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue. Our ice cream is a spine-tingling delight, from ghostly vanilla swirls to wickedly rich chocolate treats. For the ultimate treat, don't forget to check out our Facebook page daily for spectacular specials and availability updates. Plus, stay tuned for our eerie Fright Fest special that will leave you spellbound this Saturday. Join us at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue and let Fights be your go-to haunt for all things sweet and spooky.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Two arrests have been made following the death of a young child in Milwaukee.
According to police, the body of 5-year-old Prince McCree was found in a dumpster Thursday morning. He'd been reported missing Wednesday night. Neighborhood residents are stunned.
That's the most cruel thing anybody can do to a child.
Two males, ages 27 and 15, are described as persons of interest. Fox 6 News reported the teen was arrested on suspicion of homicide, the older man for resisting arrest and obstruction. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A report from Wisconsin Public Radio sheds new light on the accusations against Everest Metro Police Chief Clay Schultz.
According to documents obtained through an open records request, Schultz was accused of making comments about a female employee's breasts, including asking her to flash the group during an after-work gathering at a local bar. The woman said Schultz also admitted to her that he and another male employee of the department often commented about her looks. Another male employee of the department said Schultz asked him for nude or partially nude photos of his wife after the couple took a beach vacation. An investigation into the comments found that while they were inappropriate, they didn't rise to the level of termination. The Everest Metro Police Commission did not take action against Schultz, who has denied the allegations. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pilot whose small plane crashed in a wooded area in Manitowoc County has died. Plane was reported missing Wednesday night after a report from Chicago Air Traffic Control said it hadn't arrived at its destination. After checking the area around Manitowoc County Airport where the plane was last seen, deputies from the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office found the downed aircraft submerged in a pond Thursday in the township of Kossuth. The unidentified pilot was the only occupant of the plane. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The name of the man shot and killed by a Watertown policeman has been identified. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Justin Witten was suspected of causing damage at an apartment building October 18th. After running from the apartments, police confronted Witten in a parking lot near Luther Preparatory School. Investigators say Witten pulled a gun and a Watertown police officer shot Witten, who died at the scene. The Justice Department identified the officer involved as James Simon, who's on administrative leave during the investigation of the incident. And tomorrow is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says it makes a difference.
And the reason that's so important is one of the ways that people become addicted to prescription painkillers is through the misuse of prescription drugs.
There are 140 events planned around the state. Find one near you at doseofreality.wi.gov. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jameson of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Chevalik of Moqua, survived also by three grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, further survived by five siblings, Daryl Gene Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Joseph Joe Valiga, 94, of Phillips, passed away on October 26th at Clark County Rehabilitation and Living Center in Owen, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Nancy, by his brother, George,
survived also by nieces, nephews, and by his brother-in-law. Massive Christian burial will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 28th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Lourdes Mondou officiating. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the time of the service at the church. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joseph Joe Valiga, 94, Phillips. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her three daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Well, our day of giving is underway for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We are raising funds and awareness for our local food pantry all day long today. And we want to thank some myriad businesses that have already stepped forward and donated. Hammerstrom's Auto Body has donated $100 to our fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Restore You North, $150 donation. Thank you so much. LPK Dental has donated $150 to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. That will go a long ways to buying food and helping those who are food challenged. Also, the Fiorio Investment folks services, Fiorio Investment Planning Services have made a $50 donation. So thanks to all of those. We're well on our way. We're almost, we're over $500. Our goal is $15. Last year we raised about $8,000, a little over $8,000. So if you would like to pledge as an individual or a business, or just stop by, we're here all day today, till 6 o'clock tonight, if that's all day for you. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight. You can pull into the 98Q parking lot right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Normally we have a little fishbowl thing set up outside, but it's rainy and windy, so just duck inside the door. We've got a little thing. You can put your money in there if you like. If you want to drop off a check, that's fine. Or if you're busy today and you just like to make a pledge of maybe $5, $10, $20, call up, make a pledge. We'll put you on the on the list, and then stop by in the next couple of weeks and make it good here. Now, if you make a cash donation, that does need to be in the form of cash or a check. We cannot accept any credit cards for donations, but cash or check. And we've got items. The bidding has already begun on many of these items, all listed at 98qcountry.com. We have several bids already for full price. We're willing to go beyond the full price if you want to for some of these. So some very generous bids and donations already. We're just getting underway. So give us a call to make it happen today. Be a part of supporting our local food pantry. I was doing the numbers here, and so far this year, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has distributed over 39 tons of food, over about 78,000 pounds of food just this year so far. And that's all been made possible by volunteers, by donations, and we'll talk with some people involved with the food pantry on how all this happens here in our community. It just doesn't happen as far as giveaways from our government and stuff. There are local people that are making it happen, and our food pantry has been a staple of our community to help out those in their time of need. So if you want to pledge as a business or individual, 715-762-3221. Take a look at those list of items. We'll be talking more about those. They're all at 98qcountry.com. Bid on some of those gift certificates and items from our area businesses. Have a little fun with that today. All the money, 100% today, goes to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls, which serves Park Falls and the surrounding area.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You
Thanks.
Too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy, temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 52.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime. At the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend? Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live this Saturday, October 28th, Downtown Park Falls for a scary good time at the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Second Annual Fright Fest. This live broadcast is being brought to you by these spectacular sponsors, Jay's Automotive, Payless Kitchen and Closet, and Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue. Don't miss the chills and thrills as I and company broadcast live from 4 to 7 p.m. in the heart of the frightful festivities. It's going to be a scream! A huge shout out again to our sponsors to make it all possible. See you there!
NFL Thursday Night Football, Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes and ran for another, and the Buffalo Bills hung on to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18. After a week of questions about Buffalo's slow starting offense, Allen came through for the Bills. He'd been listed on Buffalo's report with a right shoulder injury and was checked in the blue medical tent in the second quarter, but remained in the game. Gabriel Davis had a career-best 9 catches for 87 yards and a touchdown. In the NBA, Damian Lillard scored 39 points in his first game with his new team, and the Milwaukee Bucks regrouped after squandering a 19-point lead to open their season by beating the Philadelphia 76ers 118-117. The former Portland Trail Blazers star set a record for most points by a player in his Bucks debut. One other game last night saw the LA Lakers defeat Phoenix. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, a couple of streaks snapped in Pittsburgh as the Penguins beat the Colorado Avalanche.
The Penguins handed Colorado its first loss of the 0-0 victory Thursday. Riley Smith scored twice for Pittsburgh, his third and fourth goals of the year.
We didn't have our best performance in the last few, so sooner or later you're just going to have to break through the wall, and I think they did a good job in the team effort tonight.
Sidney Crosby and Lars Eller also found the net. Tristan Jarry stopped all 30 shots for the Penguins, who snapped a three-game skid and are now 3-4. Colorado, which entered the game 6-0, received 20 saves from goalie Alex Georgiev, but he was pulled in the third period. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
Other winners were Tampa Bay, Winnipeg, Montreal, Carolina, Anaheim, Philadelphia, the New York Islanders, Toronto, St. Louis, and the New York Rangers. And it's game one of the World Series tonight in Arlington, Texas, as the American League champion Rangers hosts the National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks. This is SRN Sports.
Damian Lillard, 4-39, setting a franchise record for most points in a debut performance by a Bucks player, leading Milwaukee to a 118-117 season opening win over the 76ers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lillard perfect at the free throw line, hitting all 17 of his freebies for the Bucks.
They're encouraging me to be the person to take control and make decisions and, you know, decide what's going to happen in those moments. And that's what I'm here to do. You know, even when it doesn't work out, sometimes it might end in a turnover. It might be a missed shot. It might be a lot of things, but they trust me with that, and they know that regardless of what the outcome might be on some other nights, that I'll be able to handle it.
Tyrese Maxey had 31 in the loss for the Sixers. Number one fell in college hockey last night as the 14th-ranked Badgers knocked off the top-ranked Minnesota Gophers 5-2 at Mariucci. Matthew DeSantFell and Cruz Lucius each scored twice in the win. The Badgers' 6-1 start marks its best-ever first seven-game start since the 2000-2001 season, when the Badgers started 7-0. Football Badgers shoot for the upset on Saturday night at Camp Randall when they host Ohio State. Kick time set for 6:30. The Packers continue getting ready for Sunday's noon kick against the Vikings at Lambeau Field. Minnesota's 3-4, but they've won three of their last four, and they're getting good pressure on the quarterback. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're forcing you to get the ball out very, very quickly. So they do a great job with it. They disguise it well. You know, they'll show you it. They'll bluff and bail out of there and play different coverages behind it. So they do a very nice job of setting it up. And I think they're playing at a pretty high level. They, at least last week, they were on fire.
Buffalo kicked off week 8 of the NFL season with a 24-18 win over Tampa Bay. Josh Allen passed for 324 yards and two touchdowns in the win. Game 1 of the World Series gets underway tonight in Arlington, Texas. Rangers playing host to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Women's college volleyball number 2 Wisconsin on the road at Michigan State tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports notes, congrats in order to the Prentice girls volleyball team. They have moved on to the sectional finals with a thrilling 25-10, 17-25, 25-17, and 25-19 victory last night, as they top Gilman. So the number one seed Prentice Lady Bucks now, they will take on Frederick. Frederick traveled to Mercer last night and beat the Mercer Tigers. It took 5 sets, but Frederick winning the final one 15-5, and Frederick advances on. So Frederick and Prentice now will play in Bruce on Saturday, and the winner will go to the state volleyball tournament. Other team still alive. Newman Catholic in Division 4 still alive. They'll take on Valley Christian out of Oshkosh on Saturday. In Division 3, St. Croix Falls and McDonald Central from the north still alive. That's in Division 3. In Division 2 action, you've got Rice Lake and Waupaca. They'll be battling for the right to go to state. Coming up in their contest on Saturday, Eau Claire Memorial and River Falls from the north alive in Division 1. That's all volleyball action. Soccer action from yesterday. They played sectional semifinals. The Lakeland T-Birds, congrats to them. A 1-0 victory over Mosinee. The 2-seed Lakeland T-Birds take down the 1-seed. So Lakeland now, they will take on Somerset. Somerset, a number 1-seed, a 4-1 winner yesterday over Baldwin Woodville. So it'll be Lakeland versus Somerset. That game will be played in Merrill, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The winner goes to the state soccer tournament. And high school football playoffs continue also around the state tonight. You can check out all the brackets at WIAAWI.org. We debuted our Bucks last night. We've got Bucks and Packers both coming up Sunday. It's a big day of sports with a noon kickoff for the Packers. We'll follow that immediately with Bucks basketball on the radio at 6 o'clock Sunday night. And that's a check of your 98Q. And we want to wish, of course, the best to our cross-country athletes. We had them on the air yesterday. The interviews with them are archived at 98QCountry.com. Also on our Facebook page, we had a lot of fun talking with our Phillips and Shawamigan athletes who are headed off to the state cross-country tournament. So listen in if you get a chance. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door. And most kids, they're just concerned about what they're going to be for Halloween. You ask a kid from a large family, what are you going to be? I'm going to be as fast as I can. You're going to wear a costume? A costume would slow me down. And you hate it when you get to that nice lady's house, that nice lady that just wants to talk Halloween night, and she wants to have a conversation. And what are you supposed to be? I do not have time for this. Put the candy in the bag.
Workplace rules number 67, workplace Halloween pranks.
The best workplaces offer environments that feel personally safe. So don't jump out at me from behind a door wearing a devil mask. Do not put rubber spiders in my drawer. Do not put a fake hand in my file cabinet. And do not replace my Halloween candy with X-Lax. And about that bucket of blood over my office door? What is wrong with you?
Be with us next time on Workplace Rules when we discuss workplace April Fool's pranks.
Ooh. Hey there, guys. It's Friday.
King Friday.
Wake the dead.
Wake the dead. Wake the dead.
Boogeyman.
This is going to be the best Halloween ever.
You couldn't catch me out on a night like this for $1 million.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Hellright, everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle of burn and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway.
the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Arriva, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sequoia, I mean, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Starting the day off with little Johnny, Johnny Cash, 98Q morning show at 7:40. And today we'll begin the onset of winter. I know, we woke up. I know the forecast said high temp today of 51. Well, that's this morning. And then we're going to have one of those days where the temperatures are just going to slide throughout the day. Today we're at 48 right now. By the time we reach 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, the temperature will have dropped probably to about 39 or 40. It's breezy out there, and we're feeling the chill of winter here this morning. What are we going to see for the weekend? Let me just check the high temp for tomorrow. 37. So temperatures basically in the 30s for the weekend. We're going to see a little bit of light snow at some point here in the next 4 or 5 days. Kind of depends on what the temp is when the precipitation comes out of the sky. We are focusing not too often on the morning show that we ask something of you, our listener. Usually, you know, you do your thing, we do ours. It's just kind of a friendly relationship. Well, today is a rare day where we ask for you to help out one of our local charities, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. I have been involved and a board member of the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry for, I believe, almost 3 years now. It's a wonderful organization that has been around for 20, 30 plus years in with the name the Lord's Cupboard or others. We were talking about that at our meeting the other day, and as we get older, the memories get a little bit blurred. But the food pantry has been a staple of our community, helping those who are food challenged for many, whatever the reasons. There's medical reasons. There's a lot of different reasons why people go through some tough times, whether it be short-term or long-term. Long-term, and the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has been there for the folks in the Park Falls, and not just Park Falls, but the surrounding area, too. There's people from all around the area that come to the food pantry that's open every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 and distributes, to give you an idea, I mentioned earlier this morning, so far, just this year, through October 1st, the food pantry has distributed about 39 tons of food. 39 tons of food. Almost 78,000 pounds of food have been distributed just in the first 9 months of this year. So it's a service that is very much needed, and it is run by volunteers, all 100% volunteers. It is hosted by the First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls, but it is a non-denominational. They are the host facility. They are very generous to let us use, let the Lord's Cupboard use that facility there. It's been a great partnership, but it is non-denominational. It just happens to be located at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. And what we're doing today is we're trying to, you know, secure the future of the food pantry, because I think as many of us found out and many people with the food pantry found out, that something like the pandemic that we had can be financially devastating to some organizations. And the food pantry obviously survived, but it was a struggle. It was a tough time. And there was, a struggle to keep the organization financially sound and keep it moving forward. The food pantry came out of that with the help of a lot of volunteers. And now today we're just asking our community to come together and give to the pantry. Whether it be, there's several ways you can do it, okay? Got non-perishable food items. You can drop them off right here at the radio station all day today. Got a grocery cart out front. You can pledge. You can call us and just say, you know what, I'll give you $50. I've been pretty fortunate in my life to not have issues with that and been financially blessed, you know, 10, 5, 10, 20, anything. As you probably have known, food pantries can turn cash into a lot of food, because food pantries have, like the Lord's Cupboard, has resources to purchase food cheaper than you would be able to get it at the grocery store. So through several different programs. So cash donations are wonderful. Again, even a little bit. If you can't come in today, just call us and say, you know, here, I'd like to pledge this, and I'll come in next week or whatever. And that's fine. That's fine. We've had some businesses like Hammerstrom's Auto Body. They donated $100 already today. Restore U North, $150. LPK Dental, Drs. Leeson, Pinzel, and the crew over there, $150 a cash donation. Fiorio Investment Planning Services, $50. We had an anonymous $20 donation already. So we have a little fishbowl, I guess, whatever you want to call it, in the front desk. I go back to my Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethon days, and I always call it the fishbowl out there, that you can drop your money in. Now, you can have some fun bidding on items, too. We have all the items at 98qcountry.com. We have just so many items that have been donated by area businesses. And now you can go in this with two philosophies, and either one of them are just perfectly fine with me. You can go in looking for a bargain, and that's fine. That's fine. We're having fun with this. So if you see something, you know, a $20 gift card, and you want to put $5-6 on it, go ahead. That's fine. That's fine. If you want to say to yourself, well, I go to that place anyway. You know, I go to the Big Dipper anyway. So it's a $50 gift card. If you want to just purchase it for face value or a little bit more than that, that's fine. That's fine, too. Either way. But we have physical items, like a very cool Shaw floor mop from Michelle and Rory over at AC Carpet Plus. We've got an Associated Bank, some large yard dice. It's just a unique array of items that are right here at the station, and you can see them at 98qcountry.com. We got a Big Dipper $50 gift certificate. All these are available for opening bids right now. Well, not right now, because I'm the only one here. I've learned through doing fundraisers like this for the Timeout Shelter and now the food pantry that we get busy midday and late day. So we have lightened up the staff early in the morning, and we'll have all kinds of people around here mid and late day, because that's when it gets crazy. So when I get done here, if you want to get an opening bid on any of these items, give me a call at 715-762-3221. We have a $50 gift card to the Big Dipper available for an opening bid. Bobbers on the Lake, $25 gift card. Butternut Feed Store, we've already got a $20 bid on the $20 gift card, but overbids are fine. A nice Italian gift basket from Dollar General. Double D's, $25 gift card. Another Double D's, $20 gift card. Far North Builders, Ryan Plesner, donated just a gift bag that includes a decorative throw. There's 20 Krispy Kreme Keurig coffee cups. There's a couple of decorative coffee mugs in there. There is a Bloom and Grow journal book, 12 colored pencil little packet there, landscape advanced coloring book, kind of a neat little packet. It's a $40 value. Fifield Feed and Seed. We've got, it's hanging right in my office. It is a Loon Cohasset, if I'm saying that right, C-O-H-A-S-S-E-T, Loon Cohasset Bells, donated by Fifield Feed and Seed. Looking for an opening bid on that. It's a $36 value. Fifield Gas Station, 32-ounce bottle of some homegrown maple syrup right here, $20 value. Fifield Grocery, $30 gift certificate. Already a $30 bid on that. $30. Forward Insurance, a knapsack full of all kinds of goodies. There's a $10 Subway gift card. There's hot cocoa mix in there. There's a soup mug. There's a cap, couple of pairs of gloves, a scarf. There's some Progresso soup in there. It's kind of a tailgating survival package. It's pretty cool. Some Rubbermaid containers and a calendar, all from Forward Insurance. It's a $70 value. Looking for an opening bid on that. Gift certificates to Jay's Auto, $50. Jen's Butternut Cafe, $15. Got two of those. John's Auto Works of Fifield, a contouring show broom, $32 value. Country Cafe, the gallon of chicken noodle soup already has a $16 bid, but the gallon of chili needs an opening bid. The Lanes, $50 gift card. Mary Cassidy's, $25. Moose Jaw, we got t-shirt and sweatshirt from them. If you want to put a bid on those and caps to go with them, winter hats. Mirren and Associates, $100 certificate toward your tax preparation. Muskie Jack's Bar and Grill, $25 gift card. Napa has a couple sets of tools. Tool guys, take a look at the picture at 98qcountry.com, or they got them right here if you want to swing by and look at those tools. Each one about a $60 value, and that might be an underestimation on that. Northwood Supper Club, $25. Park Falls Building Supply. We got all kinds of stuff from the builders. We have a Libman Spiral Sweep Broom with a spinning brush on it. Pretty cool, $30 value. We got a solar powered triple insect garden stake. It's a solar powered for your garden and stuff. It's a $15 value. We have a three ply disposable face mask, surface wipes, and hand sanitizer. A little package of staying sanitized. All of that. $20 value. Large bottles of it. A wireless remote. It's a little remote that controls three things in your house. $20 value. LED precision screwdriver, a $10 value. Thanks to the builders for all that. Park Falls Country Club. We have a pass that's good for 10 rounds of golf next year. It's a little punch card. It's $130 value. You got two of those. Get your opening bid in on that. $50 to Park Pharmacy. $50 to Ryu New Spa. Got two of those. Ron Ernst Lumber. Got a couple of $25 gift certificates. St. Croix Rods, 40% off a first quality rod. For those of you who know, these were hot items last year. A certificate good for 40% off your first quality rod. So you can purchase that certificate. Need an opening bid. State Farm has a Wild View Trail Cam, a $30 value. Super One, two $25 gift cards. And we have two $100 gift cards donated by Park Falls Hardwoods. One of those already has a $100 bid on it. But the other ones do not. So if you want to get the opening bid on that, give me a call when we get off, when I get done chatting here. Sweet Brew, a couple of $10 certificates. Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100. $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy. Woods Edge Restaurant at the Moose Jaw Resort. We got three $10 certificates. Need opening bids on those. We will let you kind of take time to look at these items on the website and mull it over. We won't sell anything until after the noon news. So you got from now until noon to get your bids in and decide what you want to do. And then after 12 noon, we're going to start moving stuff. We're going to start closing stuff out on those bid items. And again, the donations, anytime, you can pledge 715-762-3221. It is a day of giving today for our local Lord's Cupboard food pantry.
Shop Black Friday every day and get the best new deals all month long only at Lowe's. Right now, bring home a select DeWalt drill or impact driver or Kobalt 40-volt blower for just $99. And order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid through 10/31. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Same-day delivery by 8 p.m. for eligible in-stock items. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kyle Repair, your Ponzi parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi Parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 52.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yes, she knew every word by screen. No. I was raising my glass up.
country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her. But she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me. It's Carolina.
Flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the throng.